And speaking of USC, they host the number 8 Oregon Ducks under the lights in the Coliseum, 8 p.m. kick on Fox. And I guess it's really not under the lights because it's an 8 p.m. kick here. It's a 5 p.m. kick out on the West Coast. Oregon, they needed a walk-off field goal to beat Washington State last Saturday. Trojans won at Colorado 35-31. Oregon is the Pac-12's only shot at the college football playoff, as I see it, and that's slim. I know people are going to say Utah. Oregon's loss, if Auburn wins a few more games, it's going to be a lot more attractive than that Utah loss. However, I think the Pac-12 shut out here. But back to this game, USC, every single week, they're playing for Clay Helton's job, and they're fighting hard for their man. They believe in their coach, because if they win out, they're going to be Pac-12 South champions.
That's right. And actually, you got to give credit to Helton, who's taken a lot of criticism. He's held that team together. And look, that injury list is ridiculous. And it's very long. In this game, the Ducks opened a 7-point favorite. They've been bet down to 4.5 or 5. Oregon beat Wazoo. And they struggled in that game. They had to kick a last-second field goal, as you mentioned. And then they had the 4-point win at Washington. Their defense is really solid on paper, giving up 14 points a game. But Coach, the last 2 weeks, they've given up 66 points. Of course, as you talked about the playoff chances, Pac-12 office, they're hoping that Oregon and Utah win out so the champion will at least be in the mix. This Saturday is going to make or break the Pac-12. Utah and Oregon, small favorites, on the road. A sure thing. It's not a sure thing for both teams to win straight up. And as I said earlier, I rate Utah as the best team in the Pac-12, higher than Oregon. I don't have either in my top 6 nationally. Here's a question. If Oregon does win out and doesn't get in the playoff, why would they play early season games against teams like Auburn, like they did several years ago against LSU? Unfortunately, I think some teams are going to decide not to play those early season games. And, of course, the other side is, you know, hey, they of that argument is when you play the SEC or Big Ten in the early games, you got to win them. That's easier said than done. Alabama, LSU, Georgia, and Auburn, they've just dominated those early interconference games.